Hello and welcome to our second Secret Door to Success Masterclass call. And I just want to give you a huge thank you for joining me for this magical experience with Florence. And thank you for being here live. Now, I trust that you, if you weren't here live last week, you've listened to the first call. But if not, don't beat yourself up or worry about it. When I presented the first Game of Life Mastery program, it was a lot. And the participants struggled at times to keep up. And Florence popped in and reminded us that sometimes the universe intercedes to force us to miss a call or to listen to a recording instead of live because we need to hear something else first. So don't feel guilty if you haven't listened to the first call or any call that you've missed, depending on when you're listening to this or... So anyway, I do encourage you to listen as soon as you can because life does have a way of getting in the way. And I do want you to be able to take advantage of our time together. So there must be something in the air. I'm a little bit raspy today. But let's see, we'll begin with some admin stuff. I do want to remind you that this class is experiential. So your homework is to apply what you're learning and to use those tools that I share with you, because it's so important to use the tools because it will force your questions to come forward. And those questions could be about, how do I do something? Or what does it mean when this happens? Or, you know, whatever this is, it's more for you to understand about your own energy. And the more you ask questions, the more powerful you'll become. So you just need to... Please apply what you're learning and what we're talking about. Okay. Let's see. And I am doing my best to add the recordings of our calls to the Masterclass Central webpage within a couple hours after our call completes. So I will be sending out a notice, of course, when those are available. And if you are writing in your Game of Life Manifesting Playbook, you know how the writing takes you to a new level of understanding about your energy, how it feels, and what to do to change it or shift it to improve it, and how to focus it more powerfully. And I just want to celebrate you. But if you are not writing in your playbook or using the PDF to write in a notebook every day, you're missing out on a vital component of this masterclass. Using the guidance of the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook every day changes your life. Writing in it from your heart introduces you to what's been holding you back. And since you're here in this masterclass, you have the support to ask for help if you need it during our Q&A session at the end of our call, or you can post in the private Facebook group, which leads me to the private Facebook group. I'll be sending you an invitation no later than tomorrow to join that. I'm going to do it today if I can, but no later than tomorrow. I don't have all the recordings of the Secret Door to Success complete, but I don't want you to have to wait to be able to post in that Facebook group if you need to. And that's all the admin info I have. Okay, let me get a drink. And we'll just begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, we are so grateful to come together as one with singular intention to reconnect with that beautiful essence of love and light that we are. Please open the way for us to release what no longer serves us, to heal the wounds and pain of trauma from our past and overcome obstacles in our present. Open the way for us to expand our awareness and manage our internal energy, raising it to the highest vibration of love possible, making the manifestation of the dreams of our hearts inevitable. Surround us with your diamond steel force field shield of protection filled with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, keeping us safe, deflecting negativity in all directions of time. In deepest gratitude, amen. Okay, so now we'll get into our class content. The first chapter opened a new world for us to understand the existence of what is ours by divine right. Florence referred to it as our Jericho, what's promised to us as our birthright. And she also called it the kingdom. And in this chapter, Jesus calls it the kingdom. Now, today's chapter, Bricks Without Straw, builds on the first chapter. It gives us more insight into our energetic vibration and how it affects our life experiences. She tells us that no matter what's going on around us, we have the power within us to take the seemingly impossible and not only make it possible, but bring it to fruition. So let's just dive in. The physical world teaches, conditions, and programs us to believe in the fear of lack, while Florence teaches us that there's a supply for every demand. For every need, there's a supply. She just dissects and dives into pulling apart our typical human behavior, which is to feel trapped when we're faced with adversity. We get stuck in the fear ramblings of, what am I going to do? Or how am I going to fix this? And she supports us to see through that illusion of fear. Florence teaches us that what we want, what we dream of having, what we dream of experiencing is possible. She teaches us that we have the power to experience what she calls poise, that state of grace, the vibration of a deep peace within that is so profoundly powerful that worrisome, negative, painful events do not move us. And so long as we hold that high vibration of love that matches that state of poise, where we exist in grace, we are safe and we feel safe. It's safe to be fearless. And what we want or need naturally, miraculously manifests. What we want or need or better. No worry, anxiety, or stress involved. This is how we want to live. No worry, anxiety, or stress involved. I love how she speaks of the vibration of our energy in this chapter. She clearly states that all life is vibration. And when we vibrate to success, happiness, and abundance, the things which symbolize these states of consciousness will attach themselves to us. And there it is. Manifesting what we want in one sentence. When we vibrate to success, happiness, and abundance, I would replace that word with prosperity. The things which symbolize these states of consciousness will attach themselves to us. Now, I would replace that word abundance with prosperity because we could have an abundance of lack. Okay, so let's unpack what she said here. To vibrate to success, all we need to do is consistently be and feel the vibration of what you want to experience. And the things you want that symbolize this feeling attach themselves to you. The law of attraction in action. Manifesting through your energy. Plain and simple. Immerse yourself in the feeling, in the vibration of what you want to experience fearlessly on a consistent basis, and what you wish to experience becomes inevitable. Years ago, I'd worry that I'd want something that wasn't mine to have. You know, I think that was a a teaching from the church I went to. So, of course, I didn't get it for two very clear reasons. One, I worried, so I vibrated in fear energy. And two, I held a belief, whether conscious or subconscious, that I wasn't good enough to have what I wanted. And as a result, the worry and negative belief imploded. Or in Florence's words, the energy short-circuited the manifestation of what I wanted. Instead of sending out the vibration of what I wanted, that joy of what I wanted, I sent worried, not good enough energy out into the universe, and that's exactly what I manifested. More worried experiences. I boomeranged back to me more experiences of worried, negative energy. Feeling and feeding into the incessant need to know how you're going to get something you want from a base of fear does the exact same thing. Take a look at your life. Can you see where worry and worrying about it all becomes a cyclical experience? I got that belief of not being good enough from experiences of my past. Just like you, we establish thought patterns and beliefs as children that we're not good enough to be, do, or have what we want. When a painful event happens, and we can't deal with it and process through it, healing it, we write neural pathways of belief that are lodged in that stuck, painful energy. Florence calls these subconscious records. We write these paths in our brain that we're not good enough to have what we want based on the pain of the experience. And then through that belief, we sabotage manifesting something better. And those new life experiences where we fail to manifest what we want, they prove to us that, yep, it's true. I don't deserve to have what I want. What happens is this. The superconscious gives our conscious an idea of something we want to experience because it's in our kingdom. I'm sorry, my voice is breaking up. Let me get a drink. Because it's in our kingdom. It's in our field of potentiality to experience this lifetime. And that can be having enough money for rent or mortgage or food or vacation, whatever it is we want. Our conscious gets excited. Yes, I would love to experience this. And then we get tired or we overthink. Never done that. Be aware that overthinking is a tired mind experience. And that's when the subconscious gets involved and throws a monkey wrench into everything by pointing out that, oh no, I have a neural pathway of belief right here that says you can't have that. Nope. Remember what happened back when, and some past event gets played out in our head again, or even worse, we just feel that painful despair of that recurring fear sabotage. That short circuit. In essence, the enemy is within us. And it's not the subconscious per se, it's the neural pathway of belief that can be rewritten. Now, Florence calls this enemy the army of the aliens. Of course, you know, in today's world, aliens, they have a form, you know, like E.T. or Paul from that movie, Paul, the alien. So when I was working on this class, I asked her, why did she call it that? And her response was this: an alien is something foreign to our natural state. In this case, it's the voice of not being good enough to have what we want. And this voice is the misconception of a physical world experience. The misconception stemming from something our child mind could not resolve. And typically, there's more than one experience. And all the painful self-sabotaging experiences make them an army. Okay, well, that made sense. So the enemy within is a thought pattern that stems from a belief about ourself that is not true. A belief that we're not good enough to be, do, or have what we want. A belief that was birthed from an experience we had when we were children. A painful experience that our child mind could not resolve. So the pain of the experience was buried into our subconscious and now needs to be healed so we can be free of it. The painful experience wrote a neural pathway of belief that comes up when we decide on something we want. It comes forward to be healed, but when we feel it coming forward, that feeling, that feeling that we can't have something we want, instead of observing it so it loses its power, instead we let worry and fear take over because it's painful, and as a result, we sabotage manifesting what we want. And guess what? Boom. We have proof. Proof that the alien army of negative beliefs and thought patterns are proven correct. We can't have what we want because we just aren't good enough. And the cycle continues based on a lie that was conceived when we were children. Little people with a child mind who could not distinguish between something that was really our fault and misbehavior of an adult who stood in the place of authority over us. I've shared before the story of when I first got this, when I asked the angels why was I experiencing this trauma, this feeling within me that was freaking me out. I decide I want something, and then all this shame and guilt and all this horrible energy would come forward that was between me and having what I wanted. It was like, why is this coming up? And they showed me that back when I was four years old, my mom and dad left me with my grandmother and my brothers. And geez, Randy was, he might have still been in diapers. Oh, I'm sure he was. He was still in diapers. Anyway, they left us with this woman that we didn't know. And it was summertime and we were outside playing, and Rick and I were, and we were going in and out of grandmother's house, opening that door, letting out the air conditioned air. And she was not in agreement of that. So she told us in or out. And then I had to use the bathroom. I had to pee, and I didn't know how to do that outside. And I was scared to go inside because she was scary. And then I just couldn't hold it. I didn't know how to use the bathroom outside. So I wet my pants. And I remember now sitting on that swing in front of grandmother's house and crying and being ashamed because I wet my pants, knowing my mom was going to be furious, and she was. When they got back, there I sat. Mom was mad. Daddy was mad. Grandmother was mad. They were arguing, and here I was. Oh. Shame, guilt, fear, anxiety, worry, feeling like I wasn't even good enough to use the bathroom in the house. I just wanted to disappear. If the earth could have just opened up and swallowed me up, man, I'd have jumped right in. But I took all that with me for the rest of my life. And anytime something would pop up that I wanted, I'd get this idea from the superconscious, yeah, let's do it. And then the subconscious would pop up and say, oh no, I have this neural pathway of belief that you're not good enough. And this is shameful. I mean, all those emotions came up. And if you take a look at something that may be recurring with you, you may find some other kind of, it won't be the exact same thing, of course, but you may find an experience that happened when you were a child. Maybe you were supposed to clean up or something and you were raked over the coals when you'd been sick and you couldn't. You never can tell. Someone who is an adult in a place of authority over you says or does something that makes you feel not good enough is the bottom line. But all those other things could be with it: shame, guilt, fear, anxiety, anger, frustration, despair. It all comes down to one thing: feeling like you're not good enough. And it happened because of an experience with an adult. And from this place as an adult, you can look at that experience and see that it wasn't your fault. You were a child. And as a child, we can't resolve those feelings because we just don't know how. But now as an adult, you can see that it was not your fault. And you can transform all of that to love by infusing everyone involved and that experience with love energy. Forgiving them, forgiving yourself to be free, free from that pain, healing that wound that may have been with you for, oh geez, almost 60 years. That sucks. Okay. And I'm going to share with you later some ways to do that. Okay, so all of this becomes a negative cycle of the law of attraction, a negative cycle of manifesting what we don't want from the vibration of believing at a core level that we're not good enough. And it consists of the emotions and feelings of worry or anxiety or stress or anger or overwhelm or resentment or guilt or shame, all of them together as a powerful fear cocktail. All of those things that are they're vibrations of fear. And we put out that vibration and it boomerangs back to us, manifesting more experiences that we do not want. And we get what we don't want because it symbolizes the state of consciousness we were vibrating in. The universe automatically adds the experience to us. We powerfully attract it like a magnet. And because of that thing that happened to me when I was 4 years ago, I perfected that. I perfected this cycle until I stopped it, till I learned why. What about you? Do you think about your bank account and feel fear? Is there a name that makes your heart jump with dread and fear when you see it on your phone? Do you dread going to the mailbox because you don't want to learn of any new demands or disappointing information? You have the power within you to stop this painful energetic flow and stop this cyclical sequence of events. Florence states that the game of life is a game of solitaire, and she's right. No man gives to himself but himself. No man takes away from himself but himself. When you accept that we manifest the experiences of our lives through us, This statement is easier to grasp, but can be challenging to understand because why would we take away from ourselves? Well, we wouldn't intentionally. But when we do nothing to change or shift the energy or that vibration within, we take away from ourselves. And I'll be fully transparent with you, like I haven't been already. When I learned this, oh my God, totally freaked me out. I was causing all the painful experiences in my life. I was doing it to me. What the heck? It's not the unexpected bill in the mail or the experience we just had that left us feeling like we're a victim. It's that core vibration within us of not being good enough that blocked us from having more money to happily pay that bill when it came in. It's the hidden belief of the vibration of not being good enough created the circumstances that landed us in the experience of feeling like we're a victim. Yeah. We were the instigators in some way. I'm reminded of Einstein's definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. You have the power within you to change your perspective, to change your thought patterns, to change your beliefs. You have the power within you to observe the belief system that's been hiding out in your subconscious and overrule it. And you begin by consciously choosing to be a higher vibration of energy. Change your energy, and you experience different results. Florence asks, what's your greatest oppressor? What is your kingpin? What is the belief that you holds you hostage, sabotaging the vibration of your energy so that you cyclically create over and over again unhappy experiences? Florence used the example of resentment. I'm going to use the example of feeling that urgency of that need to know how we're going to do something. The key to manifesting is, do we make that need to know how a kingpin that blocks the manifesting process? Or do we acknowledge the feeling and then release it, knowing the unexpected happens? And my seemingly impossible good now comes to pass because there's a supply for every demand. Oh my God, can you feel the two? Those two are entirely different energies. That urgent need to know how blocking us, or releasing that need to know how, knowing that the unexpected happens. There's a supply for every demand. The need to know how you're going to bring in more money or pay for that unexpected bill or get that new job or new car or new house or go on that vacation or just to feel peace in your heart. That need to know how first is a neural pathway of belief that's locked in place as your kingpin blocking you from what you really want. Logically, we know we don't need to know the how something works. And an easy example is you place an order at Amazon and a day or two later, what you ordered shows up at your door. You don't know every step the package went through to get to you, and you don't care. You just know it arrived. Or you expect it to arrive. You just ordered it. In Colorado, I could get stuff same day, not here, but I know it's going to come. Are you willing to place an order with the universe and simply expect what you want to be delivered? Are you willing to release the need to know how an obstacle on your pathway will be overcome? Release the need to know how money's going to come in. Release the need to know how an ongoing uncomfortable experience is going to resolve. You have the power, but you have to be willing to release that need to know how. You have to be willing to rewrite that neural pathway of belief. You must use your power and be willing to be the highest vibration of love to attract to you what you want when there's no sign of it in sight. Florence used the example of the woman who needed rent money, but didn't know how she was going to get it because she had exhausted every avenue. Florence tells us the woman was a truth student, which lets us know the woman held to the high vibration of knowing that what seemed impossible was possible, and she anchored her vibration through her affirmations. As a result, the vibration of her energy, or her energy, that vibration of her energy or her words, her energy and her words, took her to where the wad of bills lay on the ground and gave her the eyes to see them lying there. I want to be really clear about affirmations. Affirmations are energy containers. The words in an affirmation are positive, but the energy we say or think them in is what gives them power. And the two together, the words themselves and the energy we say and think them with, hold power. That's why Florence tells us they need to click. The energy of an affirmation is to empower us and anchor our energy. When we say and think affirmations from a vibration of fear, fear of lack, fear of not knowing how something is going to happen, we short-circuit the affirmation. We short-circuit our power to manifest what we want and instead manifest another experience of our fear, worry. Florence teaches us that we manifest through our dominant energy, from the invisible to the visible. This explains the game of life being a game of solitaire. No man gives to himself but himself, and no man takes away from himself but himself. And one other point I want to make about this. When we have an idea of what we want, or an idea of what the highest outcome of an uncomfortable situation is, hold to your vision of what you want, but always add this or better. Because the idea you have in your mind may not be of your highest and best good. There may be something better. Be open to receiving something better. So who or what taught you that you need to know how you're going to make something happen? Believing we need to know how we're going to manifest what we want or need is a learned response. Where did you learn it? What is the neural pathway of belief that's been holding you back? So what can you do to rewrite the neural pathway of belief, or beliefs, neural pathways of belief that are holding you back? Well, here are 10 ways. The first 5 you want to use daily to set your new foundation for living your life. And don't feel rushed to write these down. I'll put them in the Masterclass Central webpage. 1, consciously choose the vibration you wish to be. You always want to be love or above. Writing in your game of life manifesting playbook will support you daily to do this. 2, be aware of your vibration. Set a timer every hour to check in. I really want to support you to do this because days evaporate. And next thing you know, you got up in a great energy, wonderful energy, and then mid-afternoon, all you want to do is take a nap. Be aware of your vibration. Number three, breathe deeply to maintain clarity of thought and support your body to be strong. Your body will heal faster when it gets the oxygen that it needs. Number four, refuse to worry. Worry is a fear energy. Employ your worry angel. And I'll include the Meet Your Worry Angel program and meditation to the Masterclass Central webpage. Number five, with unwavering diligence, hold to the knowledge that there is a supply for every demand. Confidently, from a base of love, use your affirmations. The unexpected happens. My seemingly impossible good now comes to pass. Number six, observe the energy you feel in your truth center that's uncomfortable. Give it a name. Is it shame, guilt, worry, anxiety? Look at it. It immediately begins to lose its power. And that may be all you need, is to look at it to transform it. Because energy never dissolves. All you can do is transform it. Number seven, recognize the uncomfortable feeling of energy in your truth center and give that energy a name, and then follow the breadcrumbs, if you need to learn where it was birthed and transform it to love. It may take more than just observing it. You may have to follow. There may be more. Follow those breadcrumbs. And I'll include the Follow Energy Breadcrumbs to Rewrite Neural Pathways of Belief, that program, to the Masterclass Central webpage. Number eight, journal about what you're experiencing and ask your angels to show you where the neural pathway of belief was birthed so you can transform it to love. Your manifesting playbook supports you to do this. Number nine, use the Sedona method of release. It's a simple method to transform energy from fear base to love. Very simple. You can do it with two people. You can do it by yourself. I'll add that to the Masterclass Central webpage too. And number 10, recognize when you experience a rush of fight or flight response to adversity that is irrational. Don't ignore it. And when I say a fight or flight response to something that's irrational, it's like you get a paper cut and you're having a fit, like you're bleeding out. You're feeling that fight or flight response that, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. This is a red flag sign that there's a vibration of energy within you that is demanding to be healed. Fear that's demanding to be transformed to love energy. Observe the energy and ask your angels to guide you to the best method to transform that energy to love. It could be by following the energy breadcrumbs or the Sedona method of release. The answer could be observing it through a conversation with a trusted friend that reveals everything you need to know. And it writes over that pathway of belief. You want to rewrite those neural pathways of belief. Okay, so I do have a little meditation for us today. And I have pre-recorded that since my Zoom microphone and sharing music on my screen don't like to play well together. So I'm just going to start that. Mute myself. You say, And we begin by quieting our minds. So just get comfortable. Take a really deep breath. And with your feet on the floor and your hands in your lap, close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And with another deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart. And just allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with another really deep breath, the angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth surround us, and they bring with them that powerful magnetic force of love. So just take my hand and that of an angel, and together we all form a circle of love. And together we hold the safe, sacred space to claim the power within, fully connecting with the highest vibration of love. And now whisper through that breath of God, I'm willing to claim the power within me. I fearlessly claim the power within me, connecting fully with the divinity within. Forsaking fear that has plagued my human life, I accept that I am one with God, fully deserving, worthy, and good enough to receive all that's mine by divine right under grace. And now with a deep breath, from our heart to yours, the angels and I infuse you with love. And this love flows throughout our circle as a beautiful, glittery mist. Breathe in deeply of this love. You are divinely, deeply loved. No matter how alone you may feel on the human plane, you are never alone. For your angelic team is always with you, holding you safe. And now with another deep breath, just place in the center of the circle that need to know how to to manifest what you want. Place in the center of the circle your worries. Place in the center of the circle the fears that rob you of sleep. The fears that rob you of peace. The fears that block you from living the life that's yours by divine right. Release to the center of the circle all the energy that holds you in bondage. Release till you are free. Now repeat after me. I release the need to hold on to the past. I am free. The unexpected happens. My seemingly impossible good now comes to pass. All that is mine by divine right reaches me now. All that I need, all that I want, or better, reaches me now under grace. And now just take another deep breath of the swirling mist of love, shifting, reconnecting to the love that is your essence as one with God. And with another deep breath, breathe into your heart space. Breathe in the swirling, glittery mist of love as one with God. Again, repeat after me. I release the need to hold on to the past. I am free. The unexpected happens. My seemingly impossible good now comes to pass. All that's mine by divine right reaches me now. All that I need, all that I want, or better, reaches me now under grace. I claim the power within me. Now, everything is working out for my highest and best good. I'm excited to learn what happens next. You are free from fear, fearless, worry-free, safe, resting in the palm of God in this moment and every moment after. Feel the bliss. And now we ground into this love energy. Just see roots from your feet going down into the soils of Mother Earth, going all the way down to that healing love light at her center, where those roots wrap around that black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you, solidifying this love that is your essence. And with another deep breath, just pull that healing love energy back up through the rocks and through the soils, up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart, bringing back with you that fearless empowerment where you've claimed your power. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Remember who you are, a powerful spiritual being of love and light, whose birthright is to be happy, to bring the light of happiness and joy to Mother Earth, opening the way for love consciousness. Remember who you are. And look at, what do you truly believe? Do you understand now that you created the life you're currently living and you have the power to create something new, something wonderful? Do you believe you can create the life you wish to live, feeling that joy, the happiness, the bliss? Claim your power and expect nothing less. And the unexpected happens. Your seemingly impossible good now comes to pass. Okay, so let's recap. No matter what's going on around you, you have the power within you to shift out of fear and create a higher outcome. You have power and control over feeding those fear thought patterns and beliefs that have been creating the reality of your life, those army of the aliens. You have power and control over feeding them more fear or seeing them for the foreign aliens that they are. Fear is not your natural state. Observe the fear and transform it to the higher vibration of love. You have the power and strength within you to stop this short circuit from ever happening again. And now you have a clearer understanding of how your superconscious, conscious, and subconscious work, from the idea, from your kingdom, to manifesting as the experience of your reality, and how to change the vibration of your own energy to create that highest possible outcome. And now you have a clear picture of how the past does not serve you, how the fear has fed energy that's held you in bondage since childhood. You know how to recognize it, and you have tools to overcome it. You know how to recognize the kingpin belief that has been jamming up your manifesting power and what to do to set you free. And now it's clear to see how you've been the coach of your game of life, calling the plays. You've been the one who has given to yourself and the one who has taken away from yourself. And that taking stops here, right now. You now have the knowledge to win your game of solitaire. Use the 10 ways I gave you to rewrite the neural pathways of belief that have held you in bondage. Explore each one. Discern which tool works best for you. Accept what your life is in this moment and embrace the power within you to create a higher outcome, free from worry, free from fear, anchored in the love that is your essence. Having released the need to know how those miracles that are yours will unfold. Feeling safe to place your order with the universe and fully expect it to come. Following any hunches or nudges to take any action steps, fully understanding that the most important step is to hold the vibration of what you wish to be added to you. Remember who you are, a spark of the divinity within. You are love. You are light. You are limitless. You are one with that God part, that divinity within. And whatever you're struggling with, claim the higher outcome, what you want or better. See yourself experiencing what you want or better and embrace that love energy of experience to your heart, fully knowing you're not faking it till you make it or lying to yourself. You're moving energy, molding it into form, the form of what you wish to manifest. Okay, so your homework is to read the next two chapters. And five of them were wise, and what do you expect? And be sure to put into active practice what we've been discussing these first two classes. Be aware of your energy. If there's an uncomfortable energy in your truth center, address it immediately, observe it, transform it to love, and if you need help, reach out. Write in your Game of Life Manifesting Playbook every day. The guided journal pages support you to change your conditions and change your life. And be aware, we've been moving energy, so be gentle with yourself and drink lots of water. Okay, so this completes our second class.